Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. You heard Dawn and I talking, not about the lie detector test, which I think is going to happen on June 20th. Boy, Pat Malloy was fired up sitting there for an hour and a half on Friday. It was a great Farley broadcast this time. The people we brought you, some of them there live, it was incredible. So yesterday I'm on, and I see that people are calling in, and it was great hearing about all the parades that went on. We did not know about the Liverpool situation then. And if I think I'm right, do the bobbies, do the British cops still not carry firearms? Or at least in large measure, don't they? I'm saying that because this White Marsh Township crew is now holding a meeting 6:30 this coming Wednesday. So it's tomorrow. Wow, we're already Tuesday. At the Barron Hill Fire Department. I'm not sure if the public is invited. If they are, I'm going. And I wonder, Dan, is the chief going to have a map of Liverpool out there? Aren't the Beatles from Liverpool originally? I seem to remember that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, is he going to be playing Beatles music and saying, see, I told you so. Look at this. This could happen in White Marsh Township. We had caller after caller, and Memorial Day is not as big of a parade day, I don't think, as July 4th. Calling in, I wrote any number of them down. We got calls. Doylestown had a great parade. Lansdale, Broomall, Media, Glassboro. All kinds of people checking in with that, telling us about that. And we even got a call yesterday from the state senator over in Jersey touting conservative tours. It was quite a day. So, We'll play you some of that as we go forward. And of course, here in Philadelphia, they're focused in on the shooting last night. I know it's a good punchline. Were they celebrating in Fairmount Park that Larry Krasner won the primary? Are they really going to celebrate if he wins the general election again? Let him loose, Larry. All the police commissioner and the mayor seem to be centering on, they keep on pivoting back to, is rapid fire, war zone. They used a switch, I tell you. Okay, that all may be true. I don't know why people are still in the park, given conditions after dark, with big crowds, etc. You're asking for trouble. There were a number of police around. We have, according to reports now, Steve Keeley, who's always the best, three shooters, at least. There was some rapid fire. 11 hit, 2 dead. But Philadelphia is safe. Now, Larry Krasner can't prevent everything. But the situation in Fairmount Park is just another example of what happens in Philadelphia fairly routinely.
Things that are not going to be popular. So when you see us making some decisions that are not popular, you will understand why, but we're not going to be held hostage in our city. We have amazing events coming up in here. People, Philadelphia will be on the world stage. We know how to take care of ourselves. We're leading the nation right now in our significant reduction in crime and homicides. We're not going back to those old stats. You'll hear now from Police Commissioner Beth.
Well, Mayor, I don't think you do know exactly how in the city, and that's due to the Republicans putting in those gun bills that Martina White talked about on the show. The site where this happened, when the World Cup comes here, or whatever, part of the World Cup, whatever the designation is, the fan zone will be there, Lemon Hill. Ro and I got married not too far from the reception, not too far from there, Laurel Hill.
Did you?
Yeah. In the park. Those are beautiful homes, old-fashioned type of stuff. We had a bagpipist just with a skirt on, nothing underneath. We had colonial women serving. And imagine, right there is rapid-fire gunfire. So again, the only thing I would say is, I bet any number of the people involved with this have criminal records. These are illegal weapons, and yet, where are they centered in on? And Krasner will do that before the day's over. They're centering in on rapid fire. They're going to center in on the NRA, Donald Trump, blaming the rest of the world for what goes on in Philadelphia. That's what it's about. All I can say is run, Judge, run. Told over the weekend, if he gets the blessing from a couple of Democrat chieftains that Krasner is such a menace, Judge Dugan is open to running, meaning, if he runs, he's taken one for the team, so he ought to be in line to be a judge or something like that again. I think Bob Brady's won. Now, Bob Brady, if we got him on, I respect that he couldn't say that. But if Bob Brady okays it, then I could see we're headed down the road of Judge Dugan running. There's nothing to lose here. He would have a reasonable shot. I still think Krasner would have the advantage. But are these morons in Philadelphia that voted for Dugan going to vote against him because he's running as a Republican when he was running as a Democrat that could vote for him? And it would be a big ask, but Ryan Boyer is a heck of a guy heading up the building trades. Would they contribute to him? Because Krasner is a threat to everybody's income and livelihood and everything else. He is. We all know it. So this may play out. And I hope it plays out in the very near future. The judge makes a decision to run on the Republican side, albeit how bad the Republican Party leadership is. There's still enough Republicans and Democrats have voted for him and independents to beat Larry Krasner. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do. Oh, wait a minute. Dan tempted me. All right, here we go, Dan. We're ready. Now, you didn't say this. You're just reporting the news.
Yep.
Here's Sherelle Parker talking about the importance of cameras and lights
in the
park. Thank
you, Councilmember Jones. You just reminded me, Councilmember, when we talked about the in the park, and we talk about lights and cameras, City of Philadelphia working with the council, comprehensive plan, working on a comprehensive plan to increase the number of lights and cameras in public spaces all across the City of Philadelphia. Why is that? That's a part of the comprehensive prevention, intervention, and enforcement. We know the data and the research conducted that shows that there's a statistically significant difference in the amount of violent crime that takes place in areas that are clean and green and bright. And so we're working to do that all across the city. In addition to that, I was unfortunately just informed that because they found three different types of casings, we know that there were three shooters thus far. So it is not one. Three different types of casings. So we know that there were three.
Okay, Mayor, I'll give in on the cameras, which are ludicrous, but I'll go along with the cameras that were the lights, yes. Also, What the hell are you doing in a park or allowing people to be in a park at 10:30? It's not going to work in Philadelphia. But I'll go with the cameras if you'll join me in saying the people that murdered these people, three different shooters, whichever one or two or three, they get the death penalty and we do it as soon as possible. How about that, Mayor? How about if we do that rather than your cockamamie cameras and let's have more lights and clean and green and clean and all that, pick up the trash, all fine. But we know the reason why this goes on. People go through the system. There are legal gun dealers going on. The cops can only do so much. They're afraid of Krasner if they step out of line on any kind of thing that actually goes after people. And on and on and on it goes. Let's do that. I'll give away more cameras, more invasion. Why? Because you have people that are criminally inclined. They're aided and abetted by people like Larry Krasner. That's why we have this. And you're going to hear a lot about the rapid fire and all that stuff. Okay, what are we going to do about it? You're going to put him in jail for life or the death penalty? No, you're going to complain about Trump and the NRA. That's exactly what you're going to do. All right, we have some sound, too, here of Eddie Vedder and yesterday Scott Pelley. I'll play that coming up. Really got people. Now, you know about the Scott Pelley. He's going to be the side question tomorrow, I think. The pomposity of this guy. I mean, I interviewed Scott Pelley back when he was the big deal. 2012, we're in Orlando. We were a CBS radio station affiliate. He was the big guy, Evening News and 60 Minutes. Oh, my God. It was like I was brought into the Pope or something. Now, don't say this and don't say that. Scott might, you know. And all I did was just go back and forth a little bit. And the then program director's wiping his sweat off. I tried not to do anything. The pomposity of this guy going after Trump, talking about George Orwell, telling the class of 25 they're called to stop fascism. And Eddie Vedder, another genius, supporting Springsteen and saying, well, why is Trump not debating the issues with someone like Springsteen? Can you imagine Springsteen's sense? How many issues would you be able to talk about for more than 10 seconds? We'll play both. But last week, we were so jammed up with the side question, we didn't have a chance to honor Norm on Cheers. The only reason he didn't win probably several times, the best supporting actor, I believe John Larroquette, who was on the first iteration of Night Court, I think won best supporting actor 6 times in a row.
Ooh.
I heard that the other day. So if that's the case, you know, pretty hard to beat that guy in that role during, I don't know how long Cheers was on that you'd have that shot. So what we're looking for is a supporting character in a sitcom, that maybe wasn't so supporting in the end. In other words, when you think about, here's the test. When you think about that series, you might think about them first, or if not first, in large measure. You don't go, oh, yeah, that guy was in. No, it's in the front of the mind. I'll give you an example. Happy Days, Henry Winkler of the Fonz, was not the main character. But when you think about Happy Days, who is it that was the takeaway? Who became the cultural catchphrase and all that stuff? I would say clearly, and it was a very popular show, it was Winkler, it was the Fonz. Also take off Frasier. That's a biased one, but he's great coming out of Cheers. And I'll take Dwight Schrute from The Office. I'm thinking about Seinfeld. I don't know if you can do it with that. All right, Henry, do you have one?
Well, you can totally do it with that because that's what I'm doing right here.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, why not take a couple of side characters? How about Frank and Estelle?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another rung of side characters. Right?
And they got their own, you know, obviously
the
phrases.
In the big four type of thing. But you think they're all the main characters.
What do you mean by a big four, let's say? Like
Kramer.
Right. Those are the main characters.
Yeah.
We're looking for the side characters.
Well, Jerry's the main character. It revolves right. around it. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I think of, like, a guest character or a side character. They're okay. not in every episode or most episodes. They're only in, you know, okay. maybe a quarter or so.
Yeah.
And that's I think Frank and Estelle are only about 25 of the Seinfeld episodes. And obviously, Frank with his all-time, you know, yes. quotes, Serenity Now,
well,
things like that.
Well, the two of them
that.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Kramer stopped short with me.
By far, I think, despite how good some of the supporting characters were, it's them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Without a doubt. Okay, that's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. I just pushed pound 1210. If you were listening yesterday, too, it just occurred to me in the middle of the show to ask people the first time you've ever heard of or heard a bit of talk radio. Robert of Ben Salem called in and said one of his first memories, he was calling Irv Homer. I happen to be on after Irv Homer at WWDB. He went conspiracy with Vince Foster. I got into it with him and hung up. And yet he's still back and he remembered the call. I don't know how many years ago that could be, but it is the beauty of talk radio. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Coming up, there's a cherry on top. What will President Trump do with the money that's being withheld? And this could really hurt Harvard, let's hope. Put it toward what educationally? That would really be a shot across the bow. Well, he should do it for school choice, but maybe can't do that. He's got something else in mind. I'll tell you what that is and your calls on Talk Radio 1210.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. Side question. Got to hit us with one that's a home run. Hit us with that all-time supporting character in a sitcom in honor of Norm. There are some great ones. Try to think, you know, maybe early on it was just a minor character, but it blew up to the thing that we remember about that sitcom. All right. A couple of things. So President Trump on True Social, talking about some of the hundreds of millions or billions that were taken away from Harvard, or at least pausing, I think ultimately just got to be taken away. They're not going to relent. They're not going to stop with their nonsense. We'll go to trade schools. We'll go toward encouraging and refining and building up trade schools. How often have we talked about that? State-of-the-art technology, advertising. Maybe the trades are for you. That would be a fitting pushback against the Harvards of the world. Now, of course, over the weekend, even the Wall Street Journal seems to be in that camp, saying, well, this seems with Harvard to be a war on intellectualism. Ah! Oh, my God. Give me a break, right? Just give us a break with this stuff with Harvard. They're smarter than the room. The other thing over the weekend, it's kind of funny, but this is the way they're going down. Cory Booker leading the charge against the big, beautiful bill. What Democrats are going to be saying is, what about the debt? This adds tremendously to the debt. Now, if I said it or you said it, because I've been a bit critical of parts of this, I don't think they did enough with Medicaid, for example. You would say, well, yeah, let's do more. But what leg do Democrats, particularly a Cory Booker, have to stand on? Okay, what else do they have? So they're going to try to beat the drum saying, on one hand, cruelty of what you're taking out, allegedly. On the other hand, they're going to be talking about the debt. Oh, my God, the debt. We're going to be more in debt. You see, look at these figures. Something they don't care about, they never cared about, they never will care about. You could spend anything you want, and they're fine with it. That's their principle. That's a uniform they put on. I will tax you. I love every tax. It's an investment. It's not a tax. You know the whole thing. But watch for this strategy. Let's hammer this on the debt. And at the same time, they sort of have people saying it's too cruel in certain areas. That appears to be their strategy. The problem is the Senate Republicans don't look like they're going to go along with this too easily. If this gets done by July 4th, that is going to be amazing. Because the Republicans in the Senate seem to be all over the place. They're kind of mixed up, too, on this. And I don't think they get the importance, so we got to get this over the finish line. This is where we have to go, midterms, the whole thing. All right, so 855-839-1210. So here's Scott Pelley. This is a big-time YouTube alert. I've never seen a more pompous, even for Pelley, and I've been in the room with him, interviewing him. 2012, right there in Orlando, when he was the big guy. Just the stentorian tones, the gesticulations that he's involved in. They are just stunning. He's speaking to Wake Forest. He starts, as part of this was about, if you were walking on a nice spring day in London, you would go by the BBC, where Edward R. Murrow broadcasts live during the Blitz. I admire that broadcast. What's that have to do with Trump? Then you would go to the statue of George Orwell. Uh-oh, Trump, here we go. And then he also talks about DEI. He calls this class, they have to save democracy. But the mannerisms, the lockjaw that he has, you know, with that fake voice. This guy is the face of the so-called legacy media. He's beaten out all contenders for this week. Now, we could pick on any number of people. When you think of the bias, the stuff they're caught up in, Jake Tapper, I realize. Scott Pelley, this is out of control. Here's Scott Pelley talking to Wake Forest.
But in this moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack.
What country is that?
And insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts. The fear to speak in America. Power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals. Power can change the definition of the words we use to describe reality. Diversity is now described as illegal. Equity is to be shunned. Inclusion is a dirty word. This is an old playbook, my friends. There's nothing new in this.
All right, and it goes on. It drones on for quite a bit there. DEI. Equity. Oh, my God. How can we withstand this? And this guy would call himself a journalist. The pompous manner of this is beyond, it's a caricature of exactly what we rail against in Habra. Remember Bernie Goldberg? That's who I was thinking about. Remember way back to Bernie Goldberg coming on with O'Reilly and talking about, hey, I was inside the CBS bubble. They don't even know when they're doing it. They may not even think they're doing it. They all think alike. It's a bubble. And how gradually over the course of time, he was enlightened to break out of that bubble. Went way back to that of exactly the problem here. Now it's gotten more. They don't even want to hide it. And it's not now that they're just caught up in their own little bubble. It's also that they actually publicly are making money off of stuff like this, doing graduation speeches and then telling us they're a journalist. He said, I'm a reporter. I report things. Wow. The guy just. And he was the chief guy at CBS once upon a time when I was interviewing him. And I told you, it's like, hey, we're going in with Scott Pelley now. You know, there's only two times I've ever been anything like that. Once with Pelley for obvious reasons. The other was with Rush. We didn't want to mess up. I never practiced. You know, I'm going to say what I'm going to say introducing somebody. But with Rush, they wanted it to be under a minute at the Academy of Music. I got it down to 59 seconds. Cut! That's it. Those are the only two I remember where there was any, you know, formality around it. And I got it with Rush. They wanted it to be as big time, precise, and, you know, all that type of stuff. And when he came on, I mean, this is years ago, and people were paying $200 a seat. And Academy of Music was mostly sold out. It was nuts. All right, let me go to Joe in Bordentown to get started here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, good afternoon. What do you have?
Afternoon, Dom. I have some information about the British police
yes.
being armed.
Yes.
First of all, in Northern Ireland, they're all armed. And in London, there's a place called the Camden Market that I went with a young lady to. It's like a flea market.
Right.
And all the police there had guns. They had a tactical van parked there, and in the case of, like, something happens in London,
right?
They have, like, a super SWAT team that comes
all right,
in.
But Joe, are they across the UK, Great Britain? Are they
Yes.
They're all armed now, you're saying?
No. They have a special units.
My point is that when this police chief in Whitemarsh Township says, oh, look at Liverpool, if I'm there, I'm going to say, well, you have armed police. You can fire at someone if you have a renegade vehicle ready to try to run over people.
Oh, well, I saw the BBC News this morning, and they do not consider the Liverpool thing a terrorist thing.
Okay.
It's somebody lost control of a car or something.
Okay. Well, so I don't know if I read that exactly the same way. Jim, who's your best supporting character?
That would be the Reverend Jim from Taxi.
Explain.
Oh, well, Reverend Jim, he was like unbelievable. It was Christopher Lloyd.
Right.
And he was like this out of it guy. And if you ever saw him, it was unbelievable.
I did see him. Thank you. All I'm saying is this. Look, when you call in, tell us your character. You got to sell it. You got to tell listeners why that character pops out of all these characters. That's the only thing I'm asking for. All right. It's a good one. Yeah. Christopher Lloyd, I've had on the show. From Andy's Diner, and he in person, my God, yeah. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So most of the police apparently in a Liverpool would not be armed. I'm just saying this because I'm tired of when we have, well, in White Marsh Township, there's no incident and they're running scared. In Philadelphia, we have another massive 11 people shot. And what are they talking about? Oh, rapid fire and cameras. Did you hear anybody say, you know what? The people that in cold blood were mowing these people down, they deserve the death penalty. Is that not even a fleeting thought anymore among people, even the mayor? They deserve the death penalty. Well, no, why would we be? Let's get back to talking about, let's put that cameras up there. Not the death penalty, Dom. That's what you don't get. Cameras will do it. Really, they might not shoot out the cameras, too, or vandalize them in the park. That's going to be a little bit difficult to protect. Again, I think you can place limitations. They have some big events coming up, and they're talking about that and saying not in our town. What do you mean not in your town? This goes on all the time. As long as you have Krasner, as long as you're not going to strictly enforce the law, you're going to have consequential damage. That's the way that it works. Okay, 855-839-1210. You heard Scott Pelley. Coming up, Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam jumps into the ring, says that Bruce Springsteen, how could you be against Springsteen? Springsteen is America. Whoa. Must be a different America. And a little update on Seaside Heights. I told you the other day on Friday, I had that little nugget that they had FBI there. Well, a couple of other things happened around that. Why is that stuff happening? Think hair. Think the Prince of Hair. That might be a reason. 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom, right?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now. All right, down to your Dan O show. So, again, this shooting in Fairmount Park, what would you have to do to get the death penalty in a place like Philadelphia? And the answer is you can't get it. But we're going to put more cameras up there to be watching you. But, you know, let's put them on every square foot of Philadelphia. All right? And is Philadelphia then suddenly not going to have incidents like this? No, I doubt it. And the price to everybody else, we've been through this a multitude of times. All right, here's Eddie Vedder. This is Cut 5. Not only jumping into the ring with his audience, but making one of the more outlandish comments. Why doesn't Trump essentially debate the issues with, Mr. America himself, Captain America? The boss, Bruce Springsteen, listen to Vedder.
When a hero like Bruce Springsteen brings up issues and makes his thoughts be known, and uses his microphone to speak for those who don't have a voice sometimes, certainly not an amplified one, I appreciate you listening, and I bring it up because the response to all that and him using the microphone, the response had nothing to do with the issues. Yeah. They didn't talk about one of those issues, didn't have a conversation about one of those issues, didn't debate any one of those issues. All that we heard were personal attacks and threats that nobody else should even try to use their microphone or use their voice in public. Is not allowed in this country that we call America. Am I right or am I wrong? Part of free speech is open discussion.
Yes.
Part of democracy is healthy public discourse.
Yes.
The name calling is so beneath us. Bruce has always been as pro-American with his values of freedom and liberty, and his justice has always remained intact. And I'm saying that this now, I'm saying this to be sure that this freedom to speak will still exist in another year or two from now when we come back to this microphone.
All right, we're going to see about that. So now they're jumping into the ring to tag team for Bruce Springsteen.
See about what?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we going to cancel the guy for his opinion?
Yeah. And the idea that the issues should be debated. I wonder if Eddie Vedder would tell us what issues, income inequality, that Springsteen talks about. How many times have we been through this? They don't have a clue. I'm surprised with that audience, though. I have to say they didn't seem to be getting antsy. I played it yesterday, and I thought the same thing. They seem to be pretty much okay with it. Yeah, that's the way I heard it, though. All right, 855-839-1210.
I mean, the guy's been considered or called jokingly, but I mean, there's some seriousness behind it. The quote, Bob Dylan of a generation. It's because he's had multiple albums now where he's had protest songs and songs about society. And he's a guy that's been on this whole, you know, kick of political messaging for a while, whereas Bruce Springsteen still portrays himself as a farmer, an everyday blue-collar individual. You know, I think it's the angle we're taking here of trying to cancel the guy because he's expressing his political opinion is, I don't know. I don't think it's a good angle to take here.
Who's canceling him?
Just the whole idea of, oh, we should trash Eddie Vedder now because he's supporting Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I am, because he's a moron. I'm sorry, Dan, he's a moron. What does this guy know? What is he talking about? Dan, the tell with me, I'm sorry to get worked up because I had it yesterday too. The tell is, there's nothing specific here. What are we talking about? Who's suppressing your speech and what specific issues would you like to talk about? I don't know his music well enough. Maybe you have a better angle. Does he talk about income inequality? Is it that or is it something else?
Yeah, he talks a lot about inequality.
It's just such a turnoff. I mean, that whole thing is a turn. How much is Eddie Vedder worth? $10 million, $20 million, $30 million. And his catalog is going to go for what?
He's worth between $100 and $200 million.
Okay. I rest my case. I don't want to cancel anybody either, but he is fraudulent. If you're worth that amount of money, you can't talk about this stuff.
I just feel like we're striving for a world where people have to be gray all the time and can't express their opinions. And the entire basis of art, specifically music writing, I feel is a lot of times built in politics.
They can do that, but we have a right to push back on it.
Okay.
We have a microphone, too. I'm not saying that I don't care if people go to his concert, don't go to his concert.
I don't know. I just feel like it brings me back to, like, I criticize Bruce Springsteen often because he sucks. Like, his music writing's good. He writes good stories, but it's redundant as hell. He uses the same chord progressions, and he has a grovelly voice that gets redundant and annoying after a while. I guess the grovelly voice can be, argument can be made for Eddie Vedder here as well, but he doesn't portray himself as some kind of, you know, person he's not that I see with Bruce, and I don't know. I just feel like we're going down the path of if someone expresses a political opinion, let's rah-rah get against him. Whereas I think, you know, Bob Dylan, a lot of the great folk writers had their basis in politics. And I think that's a good part of music writing.
All right. I just think I'll listen to more. But if it's income inequality anywhere in there, that's it. You're out. You have no basis. And that's the one thing that's a sore spot with me. Other things you want to talk about with Trump, knock yourself out. You start with income inequality, I am going to go after that big time. I just think it's the most... What's the remedy that Eddie Vedder... I'm not asking you in general. Eddie Vedder, what does Springsteen recommend for income inequality? You want to be taxed more? Okay, pay more. No one's stopping you. I've had on the patriotic millionaires and billionaires, and I say the same thing to them. Give the government more of your money. I don't want to give it any more of my money. I want a whole lot the government not taking away. Isn't that usually the income inequality argument? I take Dan's point. I mean, you know, these guys have a right to be out there. They have an audience. But what does it come down to? This is being propelled a lot by Trump. With Springsteen, he has no leg to stand on. There's a lot of things he's written about. Okay, I get it. But when it comes to talking about, it's the Jimmy Kimmel thing again over the weekend. Same thing. If you have X amount of money, you can't lecture us about income inequality. Give away your money then. That would be a better act than telling me something's wrong with America. It's a capitalist system. There is cronyism. Now, how come then Trump, I have a story here where Trump in the working class counties, predominantly working class across the country, has taken off with the Republican Party. And I'll give you the exact, it's from Time Magazine. It's incredible. Democrats are only doing better in the wealthier counties. Like, think of some of the counties outside Washington, D.C. Why is that? Why are the working class moving toward Trump if income inequality, et cetera, is such a big deal? All right, 855-839-1210. That's the one topic where, I don't know about you, I get enraged. That one sets me off. You can talk about fascism and all that stuff. We get it. Ugh. Income inequality, and started with the Kennedys. The Kennedys of all people. FDR. The only reason FDR was ever president, he was born to the wealthiest insiders imaginable. Then what does he do? Income inequality, etc. That's what he pitched to people. He was more skillful at it. The Kennedys were more skillful. Some of these guys are not. The Obamas are worth how much? When you come to that point, you got to shut up on this. It's not a cancellation thing. It's just me saying from my gut, you have no leg to stand on.
Never mind.
Well, go ahead.
No, Dan, do you not believe that there's an issue of income inequality in this world at all?
Well, if you're talking about on paper that you have people with a lot of money versus us.
I think it only adds power. If a guy worth $100, $200 million is throwing out his opinion on income inequality.
It's fraudulent.
I don't think it is. He's not a CEO that's making, 300 times the amount of the average salary of their employee.
How does he have $100 million then, and he wants to tell us about...
Because he was the head front man of Pearl Jam, one of the biggest bands of a generation.
But that's the system. I didn't make up the system. Do I think baseball players want to be able to make $50 million a year? Probably not. But you know what? If someone's willing to pay them, I hate that they restrain him, the owners and everything else. I'm all off board. Make as much as you can. So I don't begrudge a dime of his. All right.
But isn't that significant if a guy that's worth that much speaks about it, though?
No, I think it's, Dan, you often talk about this. It's virtue signaling.
I think it's virtue signaling
it's
when
guilt.
Someone intends or tries to say someone they're not,
I think it's guilt. I think better to give away half to charity. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't that do more?
I mean, he does do a ton of charity.
Well, I'd have to see what I don't think he can be worth that much and credibly talk about it. All right, 855-839-1210. Tell me if you see that point.
I should be 100% clear, and yes. Henry can attest to this. Like my Eddie Vedder is like, you don't talk about my wife, Dom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So I'm getting that tone.
But to the audience, I want them to know there's a ton of bias.
I was sensing that because he and Springsteen are not that much different. The same message based upon what you tell me. I reject the message across the board as fraudulent. I really do. Unless you're middle class.
Like, was Bob Dylan fraudulent when he was singing about it?
Yeah, I like Bob Dylan a lot. I don't remember him singing about income inequality.
Man. That's all he sung about.
No, it was the Vietnam War, things of that nature, more than anything. But after you reach a certain amount of wealth, and we could argue over that, I don't think you can sing about that anymore. Don't you have more of an obligation to just not live that lifestyle?
It's not about taxing people more. I think it's about the place we're at now, where I think a lot of the strife we see in this world, in society, is classism. It's a division between the classes, and I think that becomes, when you delve down to the root issue, it's income inequality that's dividing these classes, and it's not race, it's not gender, it's how much money people have, and it's really getting out of control where CEOs are making 300, times the amount of the average salary of one of their employees. And, I'm not one of the people for socialism or anything like that, but I do think we have to recognize there is an issue of income inequality going on right now.
And it's just CEOs?
Okay.
All right. That seems to be an order.
I view athletes making tons of money as people who are employees doing a job, whereas CEOs, I recognize that
they're doing a job,
but I think they're doing it more off the backs of others, whereas athletes are doing it off the backs of their own.
Well, if they're not successful, they're going to be out as a CEO. Okay. All right. You can get in, 855-839-1210. AT&T, I didn't know Dan's propensity for Vedder, so I get that, versus Springsteen. I just think you're going to see more of this. And I think that issue, why is the working class going with Republicans then? Why are we seeing that and the wealthier areas going with Democrats? That seems to be not in line with the income inequality argument. 855-839-1210. It is Dom time. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel, who we had on there at the Farley Plaza on Friday on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday, but I'll tell you, my first talk radio experience was as a teen calling the great Don Henderson on this station when it was WCAU AM.
Was it sports with Don Henderson?
Oh, yeah. I used to listen every night. Yeah, the sports line, the late edition.
Yep. Steve Frederick, Don Henderson,
Yeah, that was great stuff back then. That was a big deal because, you know, it wasn't talk all day. Plus, those guys were real, you know, sports guys, not as much the sports entertainment combo, I guess.
Yeah.
Looking for the hot takes. But as far as income inequality goes, I think the biggest people, if we're going to go after anybody, it's the people that are the loudest about it, the ones like Obama and Bernie Sanders, that make all their money off being in government. They're the ones who are making money off of us. They're the ones who often on the left set rules to prohibit competition so that, you know, and so that you can't make the same money they can make or that other business can make. I mean, and the people we should not be going after is the people that are making in the free market.
Well, to that point, Scott, Dawn Fantasia is coming up. It's about SNAP in Jersey, but also I saw what she did recently. Mikey Sherrill, who looks like she'll be the Democrat nominee, she and the husband have made $7 million in stock transfers and trading during her time in Congress. An example of exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and there's this perception that CEOs like aren't worth it. You know, that somehow they don't do anything. They're just showing up and being in a fancy office. And they're no different than everybody else that works at the company, and yet they're making X amount of times more. I mean, why would any company hire someone for that kind of money if they didn't think they were worth it, that they weren't doing the job? We know what people would pay for a leader that can organize things.
Scott, the thing is, though, yes, I understand they should get paid well. There's no doubt about that. But tell me, just take a wild guess. How much did Tim Cook get paid in 2023?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Take a wild guess. Where would you ballpark it? No.
100 million.
Okay, well, I would say 10 trillion.
No, it's 63 million.
I would argue he's worth it to them. But Apple is just crushing everything.
Well, here's the question, though, Dan.
$63 million per year?
Okay.
Per year, really? Right. Like, when you're paying your employees $60,000 and they can't afford to buy a freaking house?
Yeah, but, Dan, so here's the thing.
Speak out against the CEO. Stop being a stooge for these idiots that are just lining their own pockets, Scott. They're paying themselves out in stock dividends. They're giving themselves higher salaries. And we sit on our hands as conservatives because we're scared to speak out against them to lose votes.
Okay, now is the company privately owned or is publicly held with stock, right?
Yes, I think it's publicly held with stock.
Right. But the question is, so it's up to the stockholder. If the stock is going up and people are happy with the stock, they're happy with the way the company's doing and the way their money's being spent.
All right, then some stockholders should have a mindset of maybe we shouldn't pay these CEOs so damn much rather than have individuals on the radio saying, oh, yeah, you know what? They should get paid $48, $70 million, whatever it is.
Well, it depends on if they're producing for the company. I mean, it's an artificial thing. Yeah.
Take a side, Scott. Should they get paid that or should they not get paid?
I think they should get paid.
My side is that the people who own the company, whether it's stockholders or private owners, should decide what to pay. And if they could get somebody to do a similar job for $30 million instead of
$60 million. Let me ask this one then, Scott. Netflix CEO getting paid $49 million while they raise the price to what, $27 a month now for the consumer?
Don't
is that fair?
Don't have Netflix.
Should the CEO
just take a pay cut and maybe charge people less, and then maybe we can have society not pulling out their pockets to watch TV.
Why does it cost $500 to go see Bruce Springsteen?
Well, there you go. Scott, who's your person?
Then he should speak out against it, which he does. And I don't think we should complain that he's doing it.
Hold on. Bruce should speak out against charging too much, against income inequality while he charges way too much. That's what you're saying?
No, he should speak out against Ticketmaster. And I hate to say I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan, but he has. And he said that he said right, that this new pricing right. style.
We got a guest coming up, guys. So Scott, who's okay. your answer?
My answer is the King of Queens. I always think of Jerry Stiller, Frank Costanza playing Arthur Spooner, the father, not the main right. character. I guess is Kevin James.
Good stuff. Yeah, he dominates in that. All right, the Great Dawn Fantasia next. Jersey is the leader in overpayment by a lot of SNAP benefits. In addition to which, the people in Jersey and the House do not want to call out any of this stuff. We'll ask Dawn about that. And Mikey Sherrill, we were just talking about, member of Congress. She and her husband made about $7 million in various stock deals. How does that happen that easily? Seemingly all the time. That's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.